Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mountain Home will have the ball to start this second quarter as they lead Searcy. I'm sorry, as they trail Searcy 15-13. Excuse me for coughing throughout the night, ladies and gentlemen. I'm getting over some stuff. Sad Cherish will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. Gets into Wyatt Gilbert. We're back underway. Gilbert into the front court, throws over on the right side to Harris, down to Jones in the corner. Now kicks out to Gilbert in the corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Wyatt Gilbert, this first 3 points of the night, and that's already our ninth lead change this evening. 16-15, Mount's home leading. It was as we are 18 seconds into the second quarter. Ball goes over to Hambrick on the left side. He gets there to Watson. Watson has there on the wing. And now he's going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Braden Watson with his first 2 points of the night. And 10 lead changes already. Ball goes over to Harris. Now over on the left side to McGee. Back over to Harris. Back over to McGee on the left wing. Finds Jones just outside the lane. Now he's going down into the paint. Has the ball knocked away from him. Tabor is able to get. Finds Jones in the lane for the layup. Good. Matt Jones with 4 points. Now it's on back on top, 18-17. 7 minutes left in the first half. Here's Watson into the front court for the Lions. Throws over on the left side to Killens. Now up top to Cameron Hicks. Ball goes over to Love now. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the left wing. Good. Griffin Love already in double figures with 12 points. And that's already our 12th lead change of the night as Searcy's up 20-18. About 6.5 minutes left. Tabor pulling up the jumper. It looks like it may have been blocked from behind. Searcy comes up with the basketball. Here is Hambrick with it up top. Now up top to Watson, who will set up the offense. Now over to Killens on the left wing. Down the corner to Cameron Hicks. Cameron Hicks will dribble out to the wing. He's going to pull up for the long three. Misses everything. And the ball will go out of bounds. It will be Mountain's basketball with 6:07 left in the half. Abe Crawford's going to check back in for Searcy for Mountain Home, replacing Dawson Tabor. It is Searcy leading 20-18. Wyatt Gilbert into the front court, dribbling between the circles, throws over on the left side to McGee. Now back to Gilbert. Over to Harris on the right wing. Down to Jones, now to Gilbert, to McGee in the left corner, and he's going to be called for the travel before he dribbles. That is Mountain Home's fourth turnover of the night. Comes with 5:45 left in this first quarter. Again, Searcy with the ball, leading by two. 20-18 is our score. Watson will walk the ball into the front court for the Lions. Throws over on the right side to Hambrick. Now up top to Watson. Over on the right side to Cameron Hicks. Down to Love at the right elbow. Now Love's going to go down to the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Will not go. And the rebound's tipped around. Finally controlled by Matt Jones. Back comes Mountain Home. Bombers with the ball trailing by two. 5:11 left in the first half. Ball goes over to Crawford on the left wing. Down to Jones near the elbow. Jones going to pull up near the free throw line for the jumper. Rolls around and goes in. Matt Jones with 6 points. That's our second tie of the night. And now Searcy is going to call a short timeout. We'll break with 4:59 left to play in the first half. Mountain Home and Searcy knotted up at 20. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Searcy calling their first time out of the night with 4:59 left to play in the first half. Two teams knotted up at 20 all right now. Landon Hambrick will inbound the ball on the near sideline for the Lions. Gets into Braden Watson. Watson walks the ball into the front court, mounts home in a man-to-man. Ball goes over on the right side to Love. Love will drill up to the top, pulls up for the three-pointer, will not go. And the fouls will be called on the rebound against Mountain Home. Satch Harris picks up his second his first personal foul. That is team foul number 4 against Mountain Home here in the first half. Harris is going to come out of the game as he'll be replaced by Adam Sorrell. Braden Watson will inbound the ball on the baseline. He gets into Love in the right corner. Love's going to dribble down to the low block. Now goes into the lane, going up for the layup. Good. Griffin Love with 14 points. Searcy back on top, 22-20, with 4:33 left in the first half. Ball goes over to Crawford on the right side. To Jones at the elbow. Now looks like he was trying to throw it to Sorrell. A pass was well over his head. Goes out of bounds as Mount Holmes turnover the night with 4:24 left in the half. Watson will walk the ball across the timeline, set up the offense for the Lions. Ball goes over to Cameron Hicks on the left wing. Now up top to Killens. Down to Love just outside the paint. Now he's going into lane. An offensive foul called on Searcy. Griffin Love called for the charge as his first personal foul. Team foul number 5 against the Lions and their third turnover of the night. 4:02 left to play in the first half. Bombers will have the ball, trailing by 2. 22-20 is our score. McGee walks the ball into the front court, throws over to Crawford on the right side. Down to Jones at the elbow. Back to Crawford. Crawford's going to try for the long three. Will not go. Love gets the rebound and now scramble for the rebound. They're going to call a foul on that. Wow. Adam Sorrell picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 5 against the Bombers. Dawson Tabor is going to check back in to the game for Mountain Home, replacing Abe Crawford. 3:47 left to play in the first half. Searcy with the ball, leading 22-20. Watson will walk the ball into the front court for the Lions. Throws it over to Hambrick on the right side. Now up top to Killens. Over to Watson on the left wing. Now up top to Love. Love takes the screen from Watson. Drills for the free throw line. Now kicks out to Watson on the left wing. Watson's going to dribble down to the low block. Going in for the layup. He's going to be fouled on the way up. Two shots coming up for Braden Watson. Wyatt Gilbert picks up his first personal foul. That's the 16th foul against Mountain Home. So Braden Watson at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 2 points so far this evening. Watson's first free throw attempt is up and good. Watson has one more free throw shoot. Second shot is up, and he gets both. Back to a two-possession lead for Searcy. 24-20, our score. 3:17 left in the half. Gilbert walks the ball into the front court for the Bombers. Throws over to Sorrell. Down to McGee in the left corner. He loses the handle of the ball, goes out of bounds, and it will be Mounts Home turning it over for the sixth time tonight. 3:04 left to play in the half. Lions get the ball back, leading by 4. Watson across the timeline, throws over on the right side to Hambrick. Hambrick will throw it up top to Love. Down the paint to Hicks. Cameron Hicks' shot is blocked. He gets it back, though. Goes back up with it. Looks like maybe a little contact, but no call. Now Tom comes up with the basketball this time. Here is Wyatt Gilbert with it on the left wing. Now the ball goes down to McGee. His pass to Tabor is knocked away and stolen by Searcy. Back come the Lions. Watson dribbling down into the lane, pulling up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is saved in by Cameron Hicks, but the ball goes out of sails out of bounds after that. And so Mount Zion will have it with 2:20 left to play in the first half. And now Mount Zion Home is going to call a timeout. We'll break with 2:20 left to play in the first half. It is Searcy leading Mount Zion 24-20. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at this same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help.
Mount Zion with the ball coming out of the timeout. 2:20 left to play in the first half. Searcy's up 24-20. And this is senior night. This is the last home game of the season for the Mount Zion basketball team. So they'll have one more regular season game Friday night at West Memphis. And then the girls will move on next week to play in the state tournament at Russellville. Here's Jones with the ball in the right corner. Now he tries to throw it out to Gilbert. Ball's knocked away. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Mount Zion Home. And it will be Searcy's basketball. That is Mount Zion Home's eighth turnover of the night. 2:08, let's play in the first half. Lions with the ball back, leading by four. Watson will walk the ball across the timeline. Dribbling just inside the half-court line. Not really running any play right now. He's just dribbling just inside the half-court line. No one's going out there on him. Now they're starting to tighten up on defense. Ball goes over to Hambrick on the right side. Now he's being double teamed. Kicks over to Killens. Back to Hambrick. Back over to Killens. Back to Hambrick. And Hambrick dribbling a little closer to the three-point line. Now gives it to Love. Now ball will go to Cameron Hicks. Finds Love in the lane for the layup. Will not go. And Jones gets the rebound. Oh, he's going to be called for the travel. Wow. That is Mount Zion Home's ninth turnover of the night. 1:16, let's play in the half. Lions get the ball back. They lead 24-20. Hambrick will inbound the ball underneath the basket. Hambrick looking to inbound it and throws it in the backcourt to Braden Watson. Watson crosses the timeline with it. A little over a minute left in this half. Ball goes over to Love. Now back to Watson. He's going to go into the lane for the layup. And offensive foul called on Braden Watson. That is his first personal foul. Team foul number six against Searcy. And their fourth turnover of the night. 1:01 let's play in this half. Bombers get the ball back, trailing by four. Wyatt Gilbert will walk the ball across the timeline. And gives it to Sorrell. 50 seconds left. Ball goes to Jones on the low block. And now a foul's going to be called on, I'm not sure on who yet. I guess on Searcy. Yep, it's going to be on Griffin Love. That is his second personal foul. That's a seventh team foul against the Lions. So 1-1 coming up for Mount Zion Home. Or should be 1-1. All right, there we go. Now they got it right. So it is going to be 1-1. So Matt Jones going to the free throw line with 46 and a half seconds left. Wayne Heron trying to plead his case. He's going to have to be careful or he may get teed up. Matt Jones at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up. Will not go. He misses the front end. And the rebound is controlled by Searcy. So it will remain a four-point lead for the Lions as they get the rebound. 40 seconds left in the half as Watson will... throw it into the front court to Love on the left wing. Throws it down to Hicks in the corner now. Cameron Hicks going down into the lane. Now he's going to be fouled. Going up with a blocking foul called on Dawson Tabor. That is his first personal foul. Team foul number seven against the Bombers. So Cameron Hicks at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He's got 2 points so far this evening. Hicks' first free throw is up. In and out, no good. They were acting like it was a 1-1. It should be two shots. There it is. All right, so they get that corrected. Cameron Hicks hits the second free throw. And now Cersei's going to bring in a sub. As Griffin Love comes out of the game, he'll be replaced by Kyler Tingler, a 6'4 sophomore. 5-point lead for Cersei now. 25 seconds left in the half as the ball goes to Jones on the left wing. 18 seconds left. Ball goes up top to Gilbert. Now over to Harris on the right side. 10 seconds. Ball goes up top to Jones. Over to Sorrell on the left. His pass to Wyatt Gilbert was stolen by Killens, and he'll be fouled in the backcourt. That is Mount Soames' 10th turnover of the night. Dawson Tabor picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number 8 against the Bombers. So 1-1 coming up for Zach Killens with 6.3 seconds left. A. Crawford's going to come in the game for Mount Soames, replacing Dawson Tabor. I want to tell you, Mount Soames' Achilles heel has definitely been taking care of the ball tonight. First free throw for Zach Killens is up and in, so he does earn the bonus. And he can make it a 3-possession game if he gets this next one. And Killens misses the second one, gets 1-2. Rebound controlled by Mount Soames. Here is Gilbert back the other way, 3 seconds. Gilbert's going to have his shot blocked. Oh, they're going to call foul. It'll be 3 shots for Mount Soames with a half second left. Zach Killens picks up his first personal foul. That's the 18th foul against Cersei here in the first half. So Wyatt Gilbert at the free throw line for the first time tonight for 3 shots. He's got 3 points so far this evening. Wyatt Gilbert's first free throw in and out, no good. Gilbert's second free throw is up and in. He's got one more to shoot. Third free throw for Gilbert is up. He gets 2 of 3 on this trip. He has 5 points. Inbound pass goes to Hambrick, and they'll just let the last half second run out. And Cersei will take a 4-point lead into the locker room. We've reached the end of the first half. Our score at the break, Cersei leading Mount Soames 26-22. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!